You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, hello, football friends. It's your mate Alex. This is The Football Hour. Sorry, just a second. I just need to get this. Ring. Sorry, that's my phone going off. Let me just pick up my phone. Hi, hello? Yeah, hi, yeah, I'm in the middle of a radio show here. Oh, you're listening to the show? Oh, you're a big fan of The Football Hour. All right, you want to request something? Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to request? I'm just about to do it. Oh, that's funny. Right, I'll see you later. I'll call you back. All right, see you in a bit. That's so funny. I just got a phone call. Someone asking me, can I do transfer time tunnel? Bit premature, lad. I was just about to do it. Here we go. Money. Oh, always sunny in a football world. Money. Must be funny in the transfer time tunnel. I'm gonna get the Heine ride. Ah, didn't hit it, did I? All the things I could do if I had a little money. Going Metallica. It's a rich football world. Rock on. Okay. Welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. You must think I'm crazy. I am. And you know the reason I'm crazy? It's because I watch so much football. Welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. The new feature is based on the Premier League riches. We all know the Premier League clubs are currently spending hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. So I thought, oh yeah, what did you think? I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost these day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of his history's greatest football sides. Okay, are you getting the picture? I'm going to paint it a little more clearer. If John Stones costs 50 million, how much would a peak Tony Adams or a prime David O'Leary cost? You see where I'm going? Yeah, in today's market. Well, tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is... Arsenal's 1989 title-winning team, which is famed for going to Anfield and winning 2-0 in the final match of the season. The clubs were close enough on points for the match to act as a decider for the championship. Arsenal won by 2 goals, the margin they required to take the title from Liverpool. It was... football friends, the Balotelli Aguero moment of the 1980s. So, what we do on this feature is we start from the goalie and we work forward, going through the transfer prices of each player. Now, then we'll work out the total for the team. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. What I'm going to do, and what I've been doing, is I'm going to make a chart of all the team's totals and we'll see who the most expensive team from history is in today's current market. Currently, Barcelona's 2009-11 is topping the transfer time tunnel table with a huge 913 milli. So how much will the 89 Gunners cost? Let's find out. In goal, John Lukic. You remember him, Arsenal fans? Well, I'll tell you a bit about him. When are the fans grouped together and ensconce themselves within a comfort blanket of nostalgia, former heroes are discussed and memories are replayed. The thriller that played out on the pitch at Anfield is always mentioned, and for good reason. The names Mickey Thomas, Rocky Rocastle, Bold Smith, Dixon et al. Are bandied around as our recollections make the yellow on their shirt more vibrant, their skills more breathtaking. The name of John Lukic is a rarity within such chat. He resides on the fringes for most, but the lucky ones who witnessed him play have no illusions as to how big a part he played during his 2 tenures with the club. Lukic and his gangly limbs helped us write the greatest script ever played out on a football pitch. He aided the team when they finally brought the club back from the shadows in 1989. He was, though, 29. But that's a great age to buy a goalkeeper. That's why I'm going to go with 29 million in today's market. Arsenal played 5-4-1 in this match, changing from 4-4-2, their normal playing style. George Graham went more defensive, even though they needed to get two goals. We'll start with their right wing back, Lee Dixon. The world's most average pundit was, well, he used to be quite a good fullback. Four titles, three FA Cups, a League Cup, a European Cup Winners' Cup to his name. Lee Dixon is one of the most decorated footballers in Arsenal's history. You can't imagine it, can you? But he was. Appearances, 619, not too shabby. Goals, 28. That's not bad for a fullback. He was 25 in 1989 and an England international. I'm going to go with 42 million for Lee Dixon. Don't laugh, okay? Don't laugh. First centre-back, Steve Bold, a stalwart of the Arsenal defence during much of his playing career and known for his dominant, uncompromising performances. Steve won seven major honours for the club and made 372 appearances between 88 and 99. He was 27 in 89. Good age. Good age for a defender, centre-half. I'm going to go with 35 million. Someone Arsenal could truly do with at the back now. Well, he's their assistant manager. Maybe they could sub him on. Second centre-back and captain, Tony Adams. 14 years as skipper, 669 appearances and 10 major trophies, including league titles in three different decades. Amazing that stat is. It's no surprise that Mr. Arsenal himself is regarded as one of the greatest ever Gunners players. He was at the perfect age of 23 in 1989 and was probably the best English defender. I'm going to slap down a whopping 62 mil on Tony Adams' head. Oh, what a player. What a player. Last centre-half, David O'Leary. Leeds fans, you'll remember him as manager, but Arsenal fans, chuck in the small matter of 722 appearances, a club record, and it's easy to understand why this gentle, unassuming man is held in such high regard at Arsenal. Of course, adoration for long-serving players is not uncommon, but the London-born defender had plenty more than just longevity in his locker. O'Leary was an imperious centre-half who, despite a slender physique, was deceptively powerful. He had pace to the kind of speed that was rare in players with similar six-foot frames. He was a rock at the back and a true Arsenal great. I think he would be worth... What do I think he'd be worth? I think he'd be worth about 21 million because he was 31 years old. So he was past it. Sorry, that was rude. He wasn't past it, but he was past his peak. Yeah, let's say he's past his peak. So I'm going to go with 21 million, which is a reasonable price for someone of that quality, even though he is 31. In total, the defence and goalkeeper costs 221 million on the Arsenal back line. When I come back, we are going to do the midfield and attack. Oh yes, oh yes.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hey, welcome back to Transfer Time Tunnel. Before the break, I said I'd completed the defence and attack. Well, of course I hadn't. I forgot one man. I'm sorry, Nigel, I forgot you. I forgot the left wing back, Nigel Winterburn. He was a good player as well. Arsenal have been blessed with quality, consistent left backs for decades. Many would argue the best of those was Mr. Winterburn. The Midlander served the club for 13 years, holding down a permanent spot in that famous defence during the 80s and 90s. His professionalism and appetite for the game commanded the respect of fans throughout his Highbury career until his departure in the early months of the 21st century. He was 25 and in his prime in 89, and I'm going to go with 38 million for Winterburn. That brings, correctly, the total for the back five and goalkeeper to 227 million, which is a lot. But they were one of the best British defences in football history. So we're going to enter midfield now. Michael Thomas, charging through the midfield. It's up for grabs. Thomas, right at the end. Those immortal words uttered by the commentator Brian Moore on the night of May 26th, 89, accompanied the most dramatic climax to an English league season. Well, don't know. It's up there with Aguero. Well, Actually, is it better than Aguero? I don't know. I'll think by the end. Accompanied the most dramatic climax to an English league season. It was the moment when Michael Thomas wrote his name in Arsenal folklore. He was 22 when he scored that goal and would be worth, I think, £35 million in today's market. One of the most famous Arsenal players is David Rowcastle. David sadly died on March 31st, 2001, aged just 33. Later that day, fans of Arsenal and Tottenham stood united in silence to remember the former Gunner before a North London derby. The Lewisham lad came through the ranks at the club in the mid-80s, bringing flair and flashes of brilliance in front of Arsenal's dogged defence. He was a player at which the infamous boring Arsenal chant could not be levied. Yeah, I agree. He was 22 in 89. I think I'm going to go for 45 million. I might be underselling him as well there. Next in midfield, Kevin Richardson played 96 times for Arsenal, won the FA Cup in 1984 and First Division title in 1985 for Everton. For Arsenal, he won the league title in 89, and for Villa, he won the League Cup in 94. He was 27 in 89 and wasn't the best player ever. So I'm going to go with just a skimpy 26 million. Next, Mr. Paul Merson. With an infectious smile always on display, Merson was championed by the Highbury faithful, and his teammates appreciated him too. The Londoner brought flair and imagination to that Arsenal side, often producing the spectacular and unexpected. That's what fans want to see. He scored 99 goals in over 400 appearances, won two league titles, one League Cup, one FA Cup, and was 21 in 1989, and simply one of the best young English talents in the country. That's why I'm going to go with 55 million. Lastly, Alan Smith. He was a striker's dream partner and was pretty nifty at banging in the goals too. Standing at over 6 foot tall, Smith combined his intelligence with an unfailing work ethic to become one of the top flight supreme target men. His ball retention was second to none, and despite a clear English centre-forward style, not wrong with that, he was also had, cute subtleties and touches. If a teammate had made the right run, you could be sure that Alan Smith would find him with a flick on or a well-timed pass. He was 27 in 89 and a great English striker. I'm going to go with 52 million. There we go. It brings Arsenal's 1989 team total to 444 million. That sounds a lot, but it's way below Barca's table toppers, who were 913 million totaled. So it was a good British team, but it isn't one of the world's greatest teams. But that was Arsenal's transfer time tunnel squad, who won the league back in 1989. I obviously have seen the footage of what happened, of the two goals, and I guess you could say that maybe it was better than Aguero's moment against QPR because they were actually playing their title rivals. If Aguero did that against Manchester United in the last game of the season, then maybe yes. So yeah, you've got to say that this 2-0 away at Anfield, and that, yeah, obviously they were away at Anfield, one of the worst places to go as an opposition player. Yeah, you've got to say this is the greatest ever end to a season. But as I say, way below Barca's 2009 squad.